Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. We would love to send you to Aulani Resort, a one-of-a-kind Disney experience in Ko'olina, Hawaii. Right now, if you're calling number 97, 800-400-3697, you will instantly win a Disney gift card, and then you'll be in the running for the grand prize vacation for four to Aulani. All week long, we're getting people registered at 9, noon, 3, and 5. So keep it here on Alice all the live long day. Hey, you were just talking to Michelle. Any word on when we're going to get last week's winner?
We'll probably have it by tomorrow morning show.
All right,
perfect. She has to go through things and...
Sure. Got to keep it all legal.
Yeah.
Random draw, man.
Yep.
So Riley's taking your phone calls right now. Call now, 800-400-3697. And if you call a 97, you're in the running for this week's grand prize. So we're in the middle of Big Brother. I think we're 20-something days in. I don't know how many exactly. And a few people have been voted out so far, but they're all staying in the house, which is definitely a weird sort of trip to have to, you know, usually you get to vote someone out of the house and then they're out of your face. You don't have to see them anymore. Spoiler alert, Kemi was the last person to have been voted out. And there she is, right in everyone's face, causing all kinds of problems, getting into shouting matches. We have a chick in Napa, a chick named Maria.
The weird thing is, since I've dropped off and now I'm back,
yeah,
the two that were fighting last night used to be best friends.
Yes.
So what happened?
Like hardcore best friends. Well, what happened is that Bella, who's a Chinese girl, cannot keep her mouth closed. She, every single thing that gets told to her, she runs and tells everyone. She's telling Sam, he's the ninth member of the eight-person alliance. She runs, immediately she forms the Black Widow alliance and immediately runs upstairs to Jackson, who's the head of household at the time, to tell him all about it.
Yeah.
Like she just... I don't even think she's playing both sides. She's really just shooting herself in the foot. So she and Kemi were really close. And then in the end, Kemi gets voted out. And that's what Maria's saying, actually, as she sits there with her notebook, writing us, composing an email to us. She says, hey there, radio friends. A whole lot of Kemi in this one. Kemi in the diary room right at the start of the episode. Bitter, party of one, your table's ready. Oh my God, Kemi gets called. This was actually great. Kemi gets called to the diary room and she walks past the door to it and gets into, starts the fight with Bella.
Okay.
So, and then she goes back. I guess she's done fighting with her or she wants to escape to the diary room and they don't unlock the door. They won't unlock it. Because they're like, let's keep this drama rolling a little bit longer.
Nice.
Yeah. I thought the same thing. I'm like, why aren't they letting her in? They called her to the diary room. So finally, she's sitting there trying the door, trying it. Like, I just
let me out of here.
Let me out of here. And finally, they let her in. And then Mickey, talking too much about the rogue vote, people are guessing he's the one that did it. Because the one person voted for the person who wound up staying to leave the house. And everybody else voted for for Kemi, who wound up leaving. And so he's trying to, like, make it out like he's so smart and he came up with this idea to do a rogue vote. And then all he can do is talk about it and everyone's like, it was him. No one else is even bringing it up. No one else is even thinking about it. It was that guy. The panic activity, you know, you probably didn't see the snake one, did you?
I didn't.
Yeah, people are getting mad that animals are involved in some of these challenges.
Well, there were bugs last night. Who cares? Who's mad about that?
Well, they're just saying, you know, as people are... Because you had to mush these... It was like Madagascar cockroaches, those giant ones. They hiss, they snap, they bite, or they pinch, whatever. And underneath this thick layer of these is like one of those... What are those called? Like a pictograph or something.
Yeah.
It's
a puzzle.
Yes. Yeah, so it's a phrase, but it's all depicted in pictures like, you know, a donut... Minus the U,
sure.
So don't. Yeah. You know, and they go through the whole thing. I actually thought it was kind of difficult. I didn't get the diamond part at all until I saw the whole thing laid out. I went, oh, I guess that's... But I thought it was difficult, and it would be even more difficult if it was covered in a thick layer of Madagascar hissing cockroaches. So they have to move them out of the way with their hands to see the puzzle. But the week before, they had to sort through all these snakes to get the right snake. Like, there were three snakes in three cages, and you had to find the matching snake in the bundles of snakes that are all around this whole area. So you had to find this green snake with the white dots on it.
Oh,
and so you're
wow.
having to lift other snakes and get them out of the way. And, you know, people are trying to go fast, so they're picking up uh-huh. snakes and handling these snakes and smooshing them into the cage. I was just like, that doesn't seem...
Have they done that before with whatever, reptiles, bugs,
animals? I don't think so.
Animals?
I can't...
They're just trying to kick it up? That's
I guess
awful.
So. It was terrible.
So what did Maria say about that?
She said, that's a big note for me. I would have turned around and walked away. Also, I didn't agree with the manhandling of the snakes in the last competition. Feel the same way about the roaches being shoved around.
Right.
Kat, who's the dumb blonde, there, like, she just gives dumb blondes a bad name. Like, blondes everywhere are like, oh my God, please gag her.
Oh, Catherine, I see her.
She's, you know, she's pretty, but she's just wacky. So she's going through, she's got this big thing of yogurt. And they're like, oh, what can we put in this? And she crouches down. She goes, well, we should get some Mussolini to put in this.
Mussolini.
And the girl goes, Mussolini? She goes, yeah, Mussolini. We'll put that into the thing. It'll be, that would be good. And then they flash to another thing where she's sitting in the, they're all sitting in a room together. And she's sitting on the bed. She goes, God, I hope I'm still here in January. And they all look at her like, do you not know what month comes after August? Because it ain't January.
Wow.
I know. And then Maria goes on to wind the whole thing up. Kind of feel bad for Kemi wiping out when she walked out of the diary room. Just kind of. I mean, I did laugh.
She slipped?
She did. She had to put on the camp comeback uniform, and she got a little skirt to wear. Mm-hmm. And the little, they look like Cub Scouts or something, a blue uniform. And she comes out, she's like, who wants to see my camp comeback outfit? And no one does. No one's even gathered around to see it. And then she wipes out on the video of it. They play it over and over. Kind of felt bad for her, but just kind of. Anyway, Maria, thank you. We appreciate your little recaps. You did remind me of some stuff I'd totally forgotten.
Way to go, Maria.
Yeah, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Our email address is, use them anytime.
You can text us at 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive, but...
Other than that...
We love to hear from you. Here's a couple.
All right.
Why is Radio.com working so well these days?
Oh.
It's all that extra money they just poured into it.
Yeah, they just, you know, big investment.
Mm-hmm.
Radio.com, everybody.
For the record, radio.com is, it's not, Sarah and Vinny didn't build it.
No, we didn't. We wish we could say we had something to do with it, but we had nothing to do with it.
We didn't fund it.
Nope.
We weren't even part of the development of it.
No, they didn't ask us what we thought about it.
We're blessed to have it.
Yes. Well,
and thankful
said.
Oh. It works so well, but we don't have any part in that. Mm-hmm. You can purchase low-grade uranium on Amazon.
What?
Maybe I shouldn't have.
Yeah, let's look on
promoted
Amazon.
Promoted that.
Huh. Yeah, about some low-grade uranium. I guess if you're trying to convince someone that you were like a nuclear physicist or something, you might want to have some uranium on hand. It'd be good for your cover story. Oh, let me get this uranium out of the way.
Vinny, did you watch...
No. Oh. A lot of books on it, though.
Oh.
Vinny, did you watch after the end of Stranger Things credits? There's a bonus scene. Yes, I did.
Really?
Yeah, you need to watch it.
Okay.
Okay.
This is at the end of the last one.
Yes.
Okay.
The final episode.
All right.
After the credits, there's a little...
All right, I'll watch it.
...thing that happens.
A little Easter egg?
A little scene.
Oh, there's did you find some uranium? Uranium?
It looks like it is. It's a...
Got 4 stars. Must
uranium
be good stuff.
Ore.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. It's even got some kind of... Oh, they've got a Geiger counter out. They're...
Testing it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's only $40, you guys. Holy crap.
There's 1,200 reviews on that.
Wow. Why did these 1,200 people need that? What else is uranium used for? I mean, is there something that low-grade uranium is used for?
Well, let's see.
Yeah, see.
I'll read the reviews.
Yeah. Great. I use this in my... backyard nuclear fission plant.
Feed it to your fish and see what happens.
All right, great idea.
Everybody has a favorite person, whether it's a parent, child, coworker, or friend. You can't love two people exactly the same way.
That's true.
says 415.
I don't have a favorite kid, though. I could never pick. I love them in totally different ways. They mean totally different things to me.
Wow, they use it to remove ant hills and ant farms and stuff.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah, I need that. Oh, I got ants.
Somebody asked, will this take me back to the future?
Oh. The baby born on 7-Eleven, her name should be 11, like Elle from Stranger Things.
Oh, my God. Or Sevi.
Or just like her first name could be 7, and then her middle name is 11.
I like it. Smith.
Yeah.
Our son Andy was born on 8-18 at 8:18 a.m., and it was our 5-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow.
All right.
It's weird how little coincidences like that happen. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys finish Stranger Things? I cried at the end.
Oh, boy. Cried. Did you cry?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Oh, my God.
Why is that profound? I've been crying at every damn thing.
I don't think of it as a show that I cry at. That's so crazy. Well, I'm sure to cry. I'll make sure I have some tissues on hand. I only have 3.5 more episodes to go.
Wouldn't that encourage criminals to cut your arms off regarding Sweden and the data?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. It would. Yeah. It's so dumb.
No.
We're so flippin' lazy that we can't carry a wallet. We're just pushing to have chips put in us.
Let's do it. Do this
it's
thing already.
So stupid.
I want it right in the tip of my fingers. And so it's so like to touch things.
It's all about consumerism. Like, oh, so we can buy more faster and more easily.
And it's like an ID thing too. Like maybe police could just stick a little device in our car. We put our finger in. They'd know who you are and everything. That'd be fun.
The fingerprints. We already have
that.
It takes
too long. It takes too long.
Jesus.
It would be a thing though. Stolen chips and swapping chips and. I can see potential problems. Still, bring it on.
Don't bring it on.
Bring it on.
Let's do it already. The trouble with Facebook. Oh, I guess it's a show? Waking up. Wait a minute. This thing's
like
all
a documentary?
Over the place. Google and Apple are always collecting info on you via the mic on your phone.
Great.
And your in-home device is like the thingy. Listen to the Sam Harris podcast, Waking Up. The trouble with number 152 is the trouble with Facebook. It will freak you out how much Facebook and Google know about you.
Oh. I don't even want to know what they know about me. I like to live in complete ignorance of that. Also, chip me.
So stupid. Vinny, do the shoulder surgery. I did it 3 years ago. No problem, brother.
Oh. Is that your next step? Surgery?
I don't think it's that bad. Well, my fear all along has, because usually I would say, yeah, cut me. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Get it over with. I'd already be better if you'd have just done it already. Except that I have talked to people who said it was never better. It actually got worse. Even though they fixed this one thing, they never got flexibility back or something that never.
I know someone who had it, she was a swimmer and she couldn't swim, so she wound up getting the surgery and she's great now.
She loves her life better than ever.
She said it worked.
Okay. You know? That's what I'm hoping for. I got an appointment tomorrow. We'll see.
Oh, boy. And it's like a surgery consult?
No. It's just a consult.
Tell me you want more cortisone.
It's a second. Well, I have a great doctor. This is a second doctor's appointment with a different person to have them look at it. I'm not going to say anything to them about what I know, and let's see what they come up with.
You don't want to lead them.
I don't want any.
Right. Just a second.
Because you know what? I'd be like, I think it's this. What the hell do I? Why would I say that to somebody?
It's going
to
be hard. You got to really lock it down, man. It's hard for you, you know? And no kissing the doctor.
Don't. Don't
just,
start
I'm
that.
Trying to give you a little
people
list
don't
of
know what you're talking about.
Yes, they do. Oh, they
and then they're going to be like,
Vinny kisses
he kisses doctors.
Doctors.
Yeah, what's up
right
with that?
Right on the hand. Hot. Or wherever. Whatever they present.
She didn't think it was hot. I'm sure of it.
No, she didn't say anything about it.
No, that's true.
Probably wasn't her first kiss.
Really?
I don't know. It's cute. I like that story.
Sarah reported on hockey, sort of. I'm so happy.
No, I didn't report on hockey. I reported on real estate. Let's keep
Finn Pavelski's house is in Willow Glen.
Oh, where's that?
It's San Jose, but it gives me a better idea of where he's at. He lives near Campbell and Willow Glen.
Pretty nice neighborhood. They have one,
yeah, they're nice neighborhoods. They have wonderful downtowns, which, you know, there's great restaurants and places you can walk. And
oh, there you go. It's a lot closer to work, too.
Oh, you're talking about me?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, from what I hear, Entercom's planning to move this building to the suburbs down the
peninsula great.
Way. So actually, it's going to be weird. We'll kind of switch places.
Yeah.
And you'll have to push through the city and meet me in the middle.
Where'd you hear that? I don't want to hear that.
That's the rumor.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'll do? I'll move closer.
The rent? No, you probably would.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean.
Hey, Vinny, did you hear about the great white sightings in Half Moon Bay? More and more shark sightings. I have heard that. Well, look. It's the ocean.
Yeah. It doesn't really belong to us.
No, it kind of does, but I mean...
Kind of.
I can't ask them to, you know... Would you mind leaving for the area for a couple hours?
Yeah. Just for a couple hours.
As soon as I'm done.
Right. Uh-oh. Bryn. Uh-oh.
It's Lexi.
Uh-oh.
She's coming up in
uh-oh.
30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Fun show today. Happy Monday, you guys. And we have a big week planned for you.
That's do we? Right.
Sure. Oh, my God. We're going to do a secret show tomorrow.
All kinds of tickets to give away.
Oh, my God. We're loaded with tickets. Mm-hmm. Giveaways are insane.
Well, I'll tell you what's insane. From where you're standing, you've got 1 foot out the door already. How are you doing that?
Isn't that weird? My legs are long. I've got my toe is just like trying to nudge the door open right now.
I can't believe it.
I don't know why that is. I have such a nice short drive home. Why am I in such a hurry?
Don't worry. Intercom's going to change that.
Yeah, we'll see. I think my next contract might have me working from home some of the days of the week.
From a phone line?
Yeah, right. Let's get an ISDN line installed at Sarah's house. I'll do my shows from bed. Joe can bring me breakfast in bed every day. Oh, my God, that'll be great.
Oh,
love
super.
Being on the show every morning. Be like, stop snoring already.
Well, anyway, yeah. You guys have a great day. Lexi's here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wait, is she?
Yeah, she's usually hanging.
Lexi's up next. Jane, I believe, is in this week as well. So stay with Alice all day.
All got Outside Lands tickets and chances to get qualified for the trip to Aulani. So a lot of reasons to stay here at the Alice. See you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.